this week on History Homos.
Is it that he's going down this thing of trying to make money out of YouTube? And like, it's just never going to happen, Kevin.
Yeah,
like,
no.
But by the time you've made...
if you can Google your name and you're one click away from Anthony Cumia, forget it, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That Compound Media stain, is you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
It's like a port wine stain like Gorbachev.
Yeah.
It's not just that. I mean, like, he's going to... He's already started sort of taking the edge off the things that he says and beeping words out of his podcast and stuff like that, which is funny in its own way. I get it.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Like, you know what to me is funny is that he's like, it embodies what a fucking out of touch boomer he is.
Yeah, I know.
He's just like, oh, no, we can't say the R word.
Yeah.
Yes, that's going to be the fucking straw that breaks the camel's back, saying retard on Patreon.
Just it's just next week, the rules are going to catch up with you, buddy. And it's making you change your show. People love your show for what it is. But I mean, I love what it is him getting everything wrong and destroying his own career. And I love it. I mean,
so it fits in.
I would be remiss to not hear an episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine because that's just what he does. Just because he does something that really annoys you, you can't just go, I don't like him anymore. Because, like, that's what he does.
Yeah, what are you, a fucking woman, by the way?
Yeah. Oh my God, the misogyny on this show is just absolutely awful. I mean, my God. You need to bring in a feminine touch to this show to clean this up.
He should bring in Leslie Jones as co-host. That would be fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they would always have something to talk about. Yeah.
Will that even count?
I mean, there'll literally be a 300-pound gorilla in the room.
Whoa!
Oh my God, this show is so canceled.
Subscribe to rockfin.com/historyhomos for all your History Homos premium content and more.